You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There was a survey that was out asking people about how long you have to date someone before, you know, you get that feeling that you might want to get serious.
Yeah.
Think back, Jeremy, to your early days with sweet Nicole. How many dates do you think it took for both of you?
Ours was a weird situation, but I guess, yeah, one date.
Just one, huh?
I mean, we just went out for a birthday, you know, and she was still with somebody. I was still with somebody, and we made out like crazy, and that was like, this is it. I'm done. She's the one. So it really zero for us. Zero dates.
I'm thinking of all sorts of snarky things to say, but
nothing. There's nothing there.
Well, no, it's all there, but I don't want to say them.
We made out.
I know, right after she had vomited, too. No, that's true.
True story. I didn't know.
Yeah. So you kind of kissed.
Good night. Puke breath. Vomit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had gum in. It's fine.
Survey asked people, how many dates does it take? And just about half of people said it's 3 dates or less. And they'll be able to tell this is the one. 10% said it was 1 date. So that's what you're saying. And
yeah,
that's 1 in 10 said that.
You had that sparkle.
13% of people said they needed more than 5 dates. Another 7% said they wouldn't even go out with someone unless they already kind of knew that they had a thing for them. Which I
kind of fall into that camp as well, since we work together.
It's funny, we were sitting on the couch last night, and we paused. There was a scene in the show that we're watching, that Mayor of Easttown show. There was a scene where a couple's going out on a first date, and it was so awkward and so uncomfortable even watching it and listening to the guy try to make small talk. And so we paused the show because we'll do that every once in a while. Do you guys do that? We pause it and we just got off on a tangent talking about stuff. Do you guys ever do that?
No.
Okay, so we just paused it and we must have spent 5 minutes talking about blind dates and first dates and recounting our favorite stories of first dates. Both of them were fine. My favorite of hers was the guy. And I think I told you this on the show once. She says it's legendary. Her most memorable first date was a guy who, within 20 minutes of their first date, like having coffee. No, yeah, they were having drinks. It was a happy hour. He informed her that in order to be in a relationship with him, a woman would have to consent to monkey piling 3 times a day every day.
Oh, my goodness. Every day.
Every day, 3 times a day.
3 times. That's a lot.
I asked her, I said, did he tell you if like he had any special diet or anything?
Right. Celery, right? It's celery.
She said she would love to have seen a video of her, the look on her face when he was making on the first date.
She's like,
20 minutes in.
Two tops.
And then he wanted to split the drinks. He had 2 drinks, she had 1, and she was like, no. Goodbye.
What a weirdo.
God, man.
Huh.
Anyway, what else is trending?
Well, the biggest trending story here locally. Holy cow, did y'all see that tornado touch down north of Firestone and traveled 3 miles northwest of Platteville in Weld County? Now, not a lot of people out there. It's a rural area. But the thing with this tornado is it was massive. You could see it from all around the city. A lot of cool pictures coming in from people on their flights coming into DIA, taking pictures of this giant thing out there. Some really spectacular photos. A lot of images coming in now this morning of the cleanup. Not a lot of buildings damaged. They're saying like 10 or something like that, but a lot of power issues and just garbage generally everywhere. But
can you imagine
wall-to-wall coverage yesterday?
Flying in on an aircraft, looking out the window, and seeing a tornado.
Yeah, and taking off. I saw an interview of a couple that was taking off yesterday, and they're like, hopefully the pilot sees that, and we turn the opposite direction.
Yeah, don't turn left.
Because that's a big mamma jamma floating around out there. Today is National Best Friends Day, which gives me an excuse to turn this on. Yes,
handle Randy
Toy
Newman
Story.
Music.
It's just Toy Story. Think Randy of Buzz Newman. Lightyear and Woody embracing because they're best friends. Almost half of Americans say that they have one best friend. That's it. Just one BFF. Mm-hmm. Most of us met our best friends in school. And then, sadly, 19% of people say that their dog is their best friend. So there's those people.
Yeah.
22% of us.
You can't count spouses either, I think.
Well, that's the other one. 43% of us say their significant other is their best friend. And
I get that. I would say Gretchen is my best friend. But, I mean, if you put that aside and then you have to name another person.
Milo. It's Milo for you.
It's definitely Milo. I was trying to think if I have more than one, and I don't.
22% of us have owned a best friend necklace or bracelet at some point. Do you still have that one I gave you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Thank you.
It's on right now.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. Mine's Surratt. I saw Surratt for the first time this weekend in over a year and a half since I didn't see him during the entire pandemic.
Can we expand on this discussion maybe in a little bit?
Sure.
Because I have questions.
All right.
I have questions about
friend
you and
questions?
Surratt. Yeah.
He's such a good guy.
He's a great guy. I've met Surratt a few times. He's a great guy.
We had that
guy.
Conversation where I feel like he would take a bullet for me. He would straight up do the whole sideways slow motion jump and take a bullet. Would I do the same for him? Well,
no, you would not.
I have a family to think about.
Okay. Fair enough.
How do we know when people are ready for things like handshakes and hugs and embracing and kisses and all that again? A lot of conferences around the United States have been using colored wristbands as a way for people to know it's okay for physical contact. Yeah. So you put a red bracelet on, it means stay 6 feet away. Yellow means touching elbows is okay. Green means you're good for handshakes, high fives, and hugs again.
All right.
The goal is getting that green one, right? I'm okay with all that again. I've been hugging. I've been shaking hands. I'm good now. I feel fine.
Yeah, you've been hugging even like total strangers, right?
I just walk up and give them a hug. I hope you have a good day. Are you hugging people?
Mm-mm. I ain't got nobody to hug.
Oh, buddy. I ain't got nobody to hug. You said you just met those new neighbors across the street. Well, air
quotes
new. Just met
them. Just met him.
You guys could have hugged.
Nah, well, you'll hug it out later.
I got a bunch of Apple news, but there's just too much to talk about. A lot of really cool features actually coming out on all the new stuff that they announced yesterday.
Oh, well, let's talk about that later in the next trending report.
Real quick, the one I like, the AirPods, they beep now because I've heard so many people complain that they're losing those little ear pods. You can go on your phone and do a feature and they beep.
Oh, so where's my AirPod?
Right, so you can be at home and they'll be beeping on the light rail train as they go downtown, you know?
Right.
You'll be looking around, what the hell is that? All right, let's do clickbait. It's fun.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out this video, bro. It's a Nevada bodybuilder. She made it into the Guinness World Records for quickly crushing watermelons with her thighs.
All right.
Her name is Courtney with a K. And she crushed 3 watermelons in 7.5 seconds with her thighs.
I gotta see it.
I am terrified of her. Yeah. You can watch it. It's on our Facebook. I know you want to. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.